NPR One is the new audio app that connects you to a stream of public radio news, stories, and now podcasts curated just for you. Great storytelling and rigorous reporting that informs, engages, inspires, and surprises. Available whenever, wherever. Download NPR One from iTunes or Google Play. NPR One is public radio made personal. From NPR Music, this is All Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garz.
Thank you for being here on the All Latino KUTX stage here at Pachanga Fest in Austin, Texas. We've got a lot of great music lined up, and we're about to kick things off with an artist that we are very, very fond of.
We have Sergio Mendoza, one of our favorite recent discoveries, and he's also one of your favorite artists.
You know, a few years ago, I had a chance to talk to him for quite a while, and we talked at length about our mutual love for Perez Prado-style big band mambo.
Coming up next to the Alt Latino KUTX stage at Pachanga Festival in Austin,
please welcome Orquesta Mendoza. Valenzuela on the trumpet. Thank you.
Amada, amante, a tiempo llegaste a mi corazón. Amada, amante, tan solo un instante, llegas como el sol. Amada, amante, tan solo pensarte, te hice mi amor. Amada, amante, amada, amante, tan solo pensarte, llegas como el sol.
That was an awesome show. We're backstage, and I think I should remind our listeners that every song that they just heard can be heard on our website as well, npr.org/altlatino.
And we're backstage with Sergio Mendoza, and his band Orquesta Mendoza just played, and you were really, really generous in inviting me to play with you today, man. Thank you. I had a blast playing with you guys.
Man, thanks for playing with us. We loved it. It was awesome having you on stage.
I gotta say, from the band perspective, right? Like, the way you connect to the audience is like hanging on every beat. You guys are so energetic. The rhythm section is so tight. Today you had amazing horns playing with you. It's a very magic combination. And for the first time, I gotta tell you, I could feel that palpable energy between the audience and the band. And you guys, you feed off of each other, man. It was very, very intense.
Yeah, you were like literally right in between it. But it was really fun playing this festival. It's always fun playing it. It's our third year playing it. And it's awesome because we get to invite local horn players, you know, like Gilbert from Grupo Fantasma, and then Carlos, who we met through Gilbert. And those guys are just amazing horn players. And it's nice to have them with us for these special occasions.
It's a fatter sound, big sound.
Yeah. And it's nice to have you too, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
Felix was playing the congas, and he was grinning pretty wide. Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. Hey, thanks a lot, man. Thanks for joining us back here backstage, and we look forward to hearing new music from you.
Yeah, we are putting out a new record next year in January, and we're actually almost done with the new record, and I'm really excited about it.
Oh, make sure to send it our way.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
I will.
We're big fans.
There is the Orquesta Mendoza record. You also have Hijos de la Montaña coming out with Luz Elena Mendoza.
Yeah, Los Hijos de la Montaña is a record I worked on with Luz Elena Mendoza from Bang y La Bamba.
And not related.
We're not related, but yeah. We probably are. But we're not. Not that
You're
we know
musically
of.
Related.
Now we are. And Steve Berlin produced it, and that's getting ready to come out very soon.
Looking forward to it. Thanks a lot, Sergio.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Thank you, Sergio.
And thank you.
And next up, we have the winner of a contest put on by our friends at KUTX.
Son de Rey blends traditional cumbia, Latin beats, and pop electronica. This isn't their first award, Felix. In 2014, the Austin Music Awards named them the second best performing Latin band. and the fourth best performing world music band. And today, they're here on our Alt Latino stage in Austin, Texas.
So take it away, Son de Rey.
Vámonos, manos así. Todos, all right. Y eso. Aquí estamos, en Pachanga, el 16 de mayo. Vámonos. Así. Escucha. Es una imagen de tus senos, pero este espejo de oro se revela mi valor. Yo vivo con desespero, ocultando lo que puedo. Ya no tengo confianza en la gente que me ama. Quieren ser igual que yo y tomar toda mi pasión. Quiero ver mi corazón en 2000 pedacitos. Soy más fuerte, soy más duro, soy más guapo, te lo juro. Y yo acepto tu perdón, para no verte rico. No puedes intimidarme, la música va a salvarme. No has visto el poder que recorre por mi ser. Confianza en la gente que me ama. Quieren ser igual que yo y tomar toda mi pasión y romper mi corazón en 2000 pedacitos. Soy más fuerte, soy más duro, soy más guapo, te lo juro. Y yo acepto tu perdón para no guardar rincón. Yo vivo con desespero, ocultando el para vivir una vida con amor y armonía. Tú puedes intimidarme, la música va a salvarme. Solo escucha lo que digo, ya me sigue mañana, somos Son de Rey. Desde aquí de Austin, Texas. Thank you for joining us. We're Son de Rey. How y'all feeling? Come on. I want to hear y'all scream! Yes, sir! Pachanga! Quieren ser igual que yo y tomar toda mi pasión y romper mi corazón en 2000 pedacitos. Soy más fuerte, soy más duro, soy más guapo, te lo juro. Y yo acepto tu perdón para no guardar récord. Quieren ser igual que yo y tomar toda mi pasión y romper mi corazón en 2000 pedacitos. Soy más fuerte, soy más duro, soy más guapo, te lo juro. Y yo acepto tu perdón para no guardar rencor.
Gracias.
We're backstage right now, and we're here with Luis Micael, who just gave an awesome performance with his band Son de Rey.
Hey, Luis.
Hey.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you for having us.
You guys won a contest at KUTX for the band that was going to open the show today. Yeah. We're very, very excited you guys won. What was it like, the crowd reaction? You guys had a lot of people here, man.
Yeah, you know, we were getting this whole contest. We knew it was going to be a battle to the finish. And I've always had a knack for social media, so I knew how to make this thing work. And so we just got out there, we campaigned, and now we're here. And we knew that if we got here, it would do some good things for us. So it came true, and we're here, and we fought the rain. I fought a little knee injury, and we did our thing. So
we're glad you did. Thanks for spending a couple minutes with us here at backstage.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Next up, we have an awesome artist that Felix and I have often fought over because it's not clear who discovered her, but it is clear.
I did.
It is clear that we both love her very much and think she is a very talented artist with a very bright future.
So everybody, put your hands together. Let's hear it for Irene Diaz.
Hi, I want to thank you guys so much for being here and listening to my music. Yeah. This one's called I Love You Madly. And this is actually the song that got me on NPR. Jasmine found me by chance. It was weird because I'm all the way in LA and she somehow emailed me. Yeah, it was crazy. But this is called I Love You Madly.
Yeah, oh yes I do.
is Irene Diaz, and you can find me on the interwebs and everywhere. Thank you, Pechanga, for having me. Thank you, Austin.
Okay, we're backstage after Irene Diaz's great performance, and she finally settled the controversy.
It's been years. Yeah. There's been a year. Two years of debating and arguing?
I think it was like 25 years.
The 25-year war over Irene Diaz. We fight over you a lot.
Yeah, we fight over that. I know.
And then you were like, when Jasmine discovered, I was like, yes, yes.
As always, you had the crowd mesmerized here, and it's an outdoor festival, and there's a lot of stuff going on, but there was a big, sizable crowd, and they hung on every word.
Oh, wow. I was worried about that because, you know, festivals are just so loud, and everybody wants to get down, but my music's so soft, so I was kind of worried, but I think there was a good amount of people that really, you know, enjoyed it.
But it's really powerful. It's strong
music.
Yeah,
thank you.
It's soft, but the quiet storm.
Oh, the Quiet Storm. Wow, that's a good reference.
Okay, so when are you guys going to start working on the next recording?
I've been wanting to record a full length, and I don't think the stars have aligned yet. I think in my mind, it has to be perfect. It has to be like the right production, and it has to be this.
Certainly was in demand for it because you could see it here. And thank you for taking the time to talk to us right after that great performance.
No, thank you guys. I love you guys. You guys are amazing.
And now let's go back up to the stage, the All Latino KUTX stage.
We're back at the Pechanga Fest in Austin, Texas.
Felix, tell us a little bit about the band that we're about to see.
First of all, they're from Chicago, all right?
Come on.
Okay. And I saw them at South by Southwest, and I'm really excited we get a chance to see more of them, because it was a very, very short set, and they killed then. I can't wait to hear them now. And if you guys haven't heard them before, I know you're going to dig them today. This is Dos Santos Anti-Beat Orchestra. Give it up! We'll be right back.
del petrolero, hay que salvarnos el mundo entero. Va la matanza del petrolero, hay que salvarnos el mundo entero. Va la matanza del petrolero, hay que salvarnos el mundo entero. Va la matanza del petrolero, hay que salvarnos el mundo entero.
Let's take a quick break from the great music coming to you from Austin at the Pachanga Fest to remind you about NPR One. It's the new audio app that connects you to public radio news and podcasts. You can download NPR One from iTunes or Google Play. NPR One is public radio made personal. Now let's get back to the music.
Thank you.
Okay, backstage after an amazing set by the Dos Santos Antibeat Orchestra. Guys, Alex Chavez, thank you so much for coming, man, and playing here.
Thanks so much for having us. It's amazing to be a part of the festival and all these amazing acts that are on the NPR Latino stage, for sure.
Yeah. The one thing, and I remember seeing you guys at South by Southwest in a very, very short set, but one thing that I came across, the one thing that struck me, and I think I talked to you about this, Alex, was like it was like a cumbia jam band, okay? Because with all the guitar stuff and everything, what about, how do you guys work that guitar thing out, man? What is it that, what's your approach to the music?
It's Kenny Ferreira. I play lead guitar, and answering your question, I guess I like to experiment with all sounds that new people is just forgetting, just using a lot of digital resources, but now we're trying to just recreate well the amps and all the pedals that we used to use in the 40s or 50s.
You know, I'm of a certain age, right?
That's not a bad thing.
You know,
jam bands are awesome.
I just, you know, all the guitar stuff, like with the Grateful Dead used to do with feedback on those tracks, you know, and even like some of the Jeff Beck and Santana with the Echoplex and all that, you know, I hear a lot of that and stuff, man, you know, but the rhythm and everything is still there. Tell us about, you know, where, like when you're playing the bass, for example, like, are you trying to straddle two worlds, or what are you doing with that?
I think my name is Jaime. I'm the bass player for Dos Santos. And I think, yeah, we're not stuck, but we are in two worlds. Living in Chicago, growing up in Chicago, we have that the Latin flavor, but we also lived the rock, the psychedelic, all the modern music, electronic and whatnot. And so we just bring it together naturally.
Thank you so much for coming to join us. And thanks for Killer Show. And stay in touch, because we want to see what's happening with the band as you guys grow.
Right on. Thank you so much for having us, Felix. Y saludos, everybody who listens to NPR All Latino, for sure, man.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We've been doing All Latino about 5 years, and one of the very first bands we played was Palenque Soul Tribe. And we've been a fan of the band from the very beginning. We watched them grow, and they're always very excited, and we're really excited to have them here.
So welcome, Palenque Soul Tribe.
Eso. Thanks, NPR. Thank you for having us, Pachanga and Austin. Here we go, guys.
Are you ready for dance? Okay, here we go. This is cumbia, cumbia.
My name is Palenque. I used to be a king. They neglected me.
How's that?
King of cumbia.
¿Cómo la estamos pasando hoy?
Muchas gracias, Aste.
Lo miro. Y Cartagena, Colombia suena así.
¡Vamos!
Un aplauso para Clomiro.
Thank you very much. I just thought this is the first show of the year for us.
So thank you very much. We're going on tour to Europe, so you're gonna give us a kickstart, baby.
We had a great time here in Austin, Texas today at Pachanga Fest, and I want to thank all the people that made it happen, from our friends at KUT, Matt Riley, Hawk Mendenhall, Michael Crockett, Jackie Fuller, Holly Gayetti, and Erica Falkenberry.
And I want to thank Rich Garza and the Pachanga Fest staff, including Leah Crockett and all the folks at Giant Noise.
You can hear all the songs from today and also check out some cool pictures of the bands on our website. We are npr.org/altlatino. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Just type in NPR's Alt Latino.
Closing things out here on the Alt Latino KUTX stage here at Pachanga Fest. From Austin, Texas, I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garz.
This has been a very special edition of Alt Latino.